Rowan Podcast.
Hello and welcome to episode 7 of Devour the Podcast. I am your host, David, and I would like to say thank you for joining me today. This week's episode is going to be a little bit different, a little bit shorter than usual. I did not have a chance to watch anything for It Came From the Instant Queue this week, so I will just be doing a feature presentation of Paranormal Activity 2. Things have been kind of hectic here. I've been working on trying to get stuff done for the Nightbreed retrospective over on the blog, which is now up to issue 5. If you have not checked that out already, you should go check that out. It's been fun rereading those first 4 issues of the comic and then rereading issue 5. I don't think I've ever actually finished the entire series. There's about 25 issues total of the Nightbreed comic book series that came out in the 90s. I have most of them. I've had to find a couple online to fill out the collection, but that is what I'm working on currently at the blog. I will be reviewing the film Nightbreed, either on the blog or here on the show, as well as the soundtrack, which may or may not be reviewed here on the show as well. Last week was super crazy. There was a bunch of stuff going on here at home. Personal matters had to be attended to that just kept me from recording a full episode. So last week I released the first Classic from the Crypt, which was Cryptcast episode 1. Hopefully you enjoyed that. Also, if you are subscribed through iTunes, you may have noticed on Saturday evening / Sunday, there was a huge... The feed changed up quite a bit, and the first 6 episodes were suddenly re-released onto the feed, and the feed went from being called Devour the Blog to Devour the Podcast. That was because I realized when I went on iTunes that day before, I believe it was, maybe? Yeah, I think it was on Friday I went on iTunes to check the feed. There were only 3 episodes listed, and I couldn't figure out why. And then I realized what the problem was that because I even started doing written reviews again, it was screwing up the general feed for the podcast. I was using the WordPress blog, devourtheblog.wordpress.com, as the main source for the actual feed for the podcast, which kind of screwed everything up when I started actually writing reviews again, because then the work that I was doing, the writing stuff that I was doing, was just bogging down the feed, and then only the most recent episodes of the show were being put up through the feed, were coming up through the feed. So I set up a new feed, or a new site, specifically for the podcast. I'm sorry if it's boring the piss out of you, because it probably is. This is really not that interesting of a conversation I'm having, but I just need to get it out there. So, devourthepodcast.blogspot.com, I believe, is the new site where the blog, or where the podcast is actually coming from now. I'm still using Internet Archive as my host, but I'm posting them there, and then that's where the feed is going through. So now, basically, long and short of it is, the feed is fixed. If you've just found the podcast, the previous 6 episodes will be available to you to download. And theoretically, this will fix the problem I was having previously of episodes not all the episodes being available. So, that is that. As I said, the Nightbreed retrospective is going on over at the main blog, devourtheblog.wordpress.com, up to issue 5. Just finished that last night. I will be doing, I don't know if I'm going to do issues 6 and 7 today, because I do have to edit this show together for release tomorrow, which is Saturday the 17th. But that is going on. Like I said, I may or may not work on that today. Thinking I might actually do some other stuff today with creatively speaking. I just don't feel like reading and reviewing comic books today, besides working on the editing of this podcast. So, I think that's everything I wanted to talk about. Oh, Horror Bore. You should check them out. It's now horrorbore.com, no longer horrorbore.wordpress.com. He actually bought the domain for his site, so you should check that out. That's pretty much all I can think of, other than I watched the Dark Shadows trailer today, the Tim Burton movie adaptation of Dark Shadows, and it looks fucking terrible. So, that looks bad. And I'm not really happy about it, mostly because it looks terrible. But what can I say? So, without any further ado, let's go ahead and jump right into the soundtrack, or not soundtrack spotlight, our feature presentation of the long-delayed Paranormal Activity 2.
And now our feature presentation.
Warning, the following review of Paranormal Activity 2 contains spoilers and some political babbling on my part. If you've not seen the film, I recommend you skip this review and jump to the end, or just come back to this episode later. If you liked the film and you've seen it before and you want to hear what I thought about it, then proceed on. So, Paranormal Activity 2. I finally sat down and watched it. And holy shit. God, I wanted to kill myself through most of that movie. Anyway, so, quickly, I'm gonna just go through some notes. I wrote like 3 or 4 pages of notes the night after I watched it because I couldn't fall asleep and because the terribleness was just rolling around in my brain. So, Paranormal Activity 2 is technically a sequel, but also a prequel, because it takes place 60 days prior to the events of Paranormal Activity 1, and, spoiler alert, it also takes place minutes and or hours after the end of Paranormal Activity 1. Basically the same fucking movie with more characters. And because it's a sequel, they had to go bigger, which means the bigger house, more cast members, more camera angles. The Mika and Katie return, which just was so hooray, because I fucking loved Mika the first time, and I was so glad he fucking died in the end of the first one, and now he came back for the second one, yay! So, needless to say, I was not pleased about that. Really, I didn't like the first Paranormal Activity. I'm pretty sure that came across in my initial review that I did on the show, that I fucking hated it. I really did. It was a waste of 1 hour and 30 minutes of my time, and I didn't like the characters, and most of what was happening was boring and or pointless, and really, the obnoxious protagonist just didn't do anything for me. And with the second one, we're basically getting the exact same story of, hey look, a group of obnoxious white people being harassed by a ghost, and before anybody starts screaming that I'm racist, I'm not, because I'm also white. So, first off, there's that. But, just, my point is that they were obnoxious rich white people living in Carlsbad, California, and they're being harassed by a ghost. Am I supposed to feel bad for them? Because I don't. Because they've got a way nicer house than I've ever lived in. And they've got, you know, so, fuck them. So, right there, I don't give a fuck about these people. They're obnoxious. But also, they added, so, we have the family. We have a mother, we have the mother, the father. The father's daughter, which is his new wife's stepdaughter, and then their son, their baby boy they just had, and their dog, which the dog doesn't really particularly do anything in the movie except bark a lot, much like the toddler, which I will get to momentarily. And we also have the magical minority of the Mexican maid, which I will also get to momentarily. Like I said, this is one of my main issues with the Paranormal Activity movies so far has been we're following well-off, pretty white people. And there's nothing inherently wrong with movies about pretty white people, because let's be honest, most of what Hollywood pumps out is movies about pretty white people. this is not uncommon, this is normal. It's not right, and I'm not saying it should be that way, but that is typically what we're seeing most of the time, is pretty white people. And in a slasher movie, pretty white people getting carved up is part of the reason we're watching the movie. We're not necessarily watching a slasher. I'm not watching a Friday the 13th movie because I want to watch these pretty white people do pretty white people things. I'm there to watch them die because, frankly, it's hilarious. And they're clearly, most of the time, vapid human beings who you want to die anyway, which is why we enjoy slasher movies, or at least why I enjoy watching slasher movies, because it's fun. They're pointless entertainment. Anyway, Paranormal Activity 2, it's just... Anyway, yeah, these aren't regular people by any stretch of the means. These are obviously very well-to-do people. And they've got a maid, which brings me to my point about the maid. The Mexican housekeeper is racist. This is an obviously racist thing, and I know some of you are probably thinking, well, how is it racist? People really do have Mexican housekeepers. Yes, that's true, they do. But people also used to have black housekeepers. So, you know what? It's equally racist. Honestly, having the Mexican housekeeper, and it's not like, oh, she just happens to be Hispanic. No, she's like a caricature. She barely speaks English. She mostly speaks Spanish throughout the film, and her English is broken. So she's a fucking caricature she's a fucking stereotype, and that's really, really obnoxious, and it really bothered me through most of the movie that she was in, or the parts where she was in the movie. Because it was like, wow, not only have you just presented me with these two, with this rich white family who have this really nice house, but oh look, they've also got the stereotypical Mexican maid. Wow, I give less of a fuck about you people now, and I hope that all of you die, except for the maid. And I believe I actually said on Twitter that if the maid died, the movie would get -5 stars. However, the maid did not die, she escaped, so good for her. But... this also brings me to my point about the magical minority. Now, the magical minority is something that happens in a lot of fiction. Frankly, the magical minority character is always obnoxious. And here's what I mean about the magical minority. Think of any movie that features a Native American. Okay, think about it. Just picture that movie in your mind. Any film that deals with has a Native American character in it. Or, for that matter, as much as I love the movie The Green Mile, has the magical black man. What I mean by the magical minority or the magical black man is we're given a minority character who, because they are a minority, they are inherently magical. Yeah, see? Now, when I said think about a movie that featured a Native American, I'm sure you probably thought of a few, and you came to one, at least came up with one, where the Native American character was a magical character. They had some kind of magic power that they could use, or they knew some kind of folk magic or something like that. It's the magical minority. The same thing with this maid character. She gets fired from the house because she uses a sage stick to try and cleanse the house, and so she gets fired because the white father doesn't want her stinking up the house with her sage. But who's the first person they call in to clean up, to save their stupid asses in the end of the movie? Of course, they call the Mexican housemaid back. So fuck that. All right, and I'm sorry if this is. If you're bothered by how political this episode is getting, frankly, I'm sorry, but it's the only way I can review this movie because it pissed me off so fucking much. I hated this movie a lot. Basically, the whole movie is just a meandering, boring mess. There are moments that involve that. Basically, the story is the same. It's literally the same movie as the first one. We have a group of people being terrorized, well, quote-unquote terrorized, if you want to call doors opening and closing on their own being terrorized, and shit falling off of falling over being terrorized by a quote-unquote demon. But there's stuff in this movie that really just, it fucks up continuity of the first movie. I mean... there's a scene in the where they're in the pool where the husband mentions that Katie and her sister, his wife, mentioned the whole them being haunted thing previously as children, and Mika's in the fucking pool with them, and he directly asks Katie about it, and she blows him off. Now, in the first movie, that was a major point of contention between them when he says, "You never mentioned this to me," and now this is supposedly happening prior to the events of the first movie. So, that's a major continuity glitch with me. Now, having said that, I don't know if these movies actually sync up with their time frames, or if how and if they sync up with their time frames. However, I took it as being a continuity glitch. If it's not, then fine, I'm wrong. However, I saw it as continuity glitch, and I'm not going to go back and sit through both movies just to figure out how they sync up, because fuck that. Also, I don't understand, really, they expand on the whole idea of this demon character thing that's terrorizing Katie and her family, or her sister. But the problem I had with this was, A, I don't care, and B, why the fuck did the demon... So here's the thing. The first Paranormal Activity, the demon is terrorizing Katie and Mika, and then finally it possesses Katie, and she kills Mika. And in this one, since this is prior to those events, this demon is harassing her sister's family, possesses her sister, and then her sister is saved, and then Katie shows up after she's killed Mika to kill both her brother-in-law and her sister and take the baby. So, I don't know if I'm just crazy, but what the fuck kind of demon wastes their time terrorizing two different families when you could have just possessed one of them and gotten the job done? That doesn't make any fucking sense to me. So, if anything, quite frankly, this is just the whole... Paranormal Activity 2 commits the same sins as its predecessor. It's fucking boring. It wastes time on pointless jump scares. And it's... they're trying to build up this bigger storyline that doesn't amount to anything because I don't care. I don't care about any of these characters. That's the biggest problem with this series, is that I don't give a shit about any of these characters. At all. I didn't care about Katie and Mika. I didn't care about her sister and her family, her sister's family. I just don't care. None of these people are interesting people I want to watch, and there's nothing sympathetic about them. Oh, they're being terrorized by a ghost who knocks things over. Oh no, that's so terrifying. I mean, both movies are basically just fucking setups to jump scares that don't lead to anything except for the big ending where nothing really happens. And it's, to be completely honest, it's really sad that not only is Paranormal Activity 3 on DVD, but Paranormal Activity 4 is set to be released either next year or this year. And I'm just so disgusted. I mean, I get it. I'm sure there are people who think this is scary, but really? This series isn't scary. It's fucking stupid, if anything. And it jumped the shark after the first one. And what's worse is, in my own opinion, and again, this is my opinion because this is my show, the found footage genre isn't being helped by Paranormal Activity. In fact, Paranormal Activity is helping to ruin the found footage genre. I mean, there's nothing inherently wrong with the found footage genre. I think it's a fine genre. I think the Blair Witch Project, for being, I have my own feelings about the Blair Witch Project. I haven't seen it in a long time, so I'm not going to say whether or not I think it's a good or bad movie. I saw it a long time ago. I haven't seen it in a long time. And I'd say that it was effective for what it did. It also helped to give birth to viral marketing on the internet, so congratulations to them for that. However, Blair Witch Project also ushered in the era of, oh hey, look what we can do. We can make a movie for cheap without actually trying to do a whole lot. We can just take it with some cameras and just go and do a whole documentary-style thing and make a movie, which is fine. When it's done right, or when it's done with an effective story, it's fantastic. However, Paranormal Activity is not that story. I'm baffled. Actually, I'm not baffled by how well this franchise is doing, because people are fucking stupid, and Paramount wants to make a shit ton of money, and I'm almost positive that these movies probably cost a shitload less to produce than they are versus what they're making on the box office on DVD sales. This is Paranormal Activity franchise is basically a license to print money for Paramount. I mean, honestly, I can't say how much these movies cost to produce. I'd wager maybe a couple $1,000s, and they're raking in, you know, I don't know, a couple million at the box office per release. You know, so this is not to me at least, this is not a good horror franchise. And while I've heard arguments against the Saw franchise from a lot of horror fans who said, oh god, I'm sick of the Saw franchise, that's fine. Saw at least started out, in my opinion, with a good first film, had a good second and third outing, and then kind of started falling apart more or less around 4, 5-ish. Actually, 5 was pretty bad. But Saw at least had some storyline to it, actually took effort. They weren't putting that much effort into it because it was basically just, here, let's throw some twists into this nonsense and call it good. But the Saw franchise was at least a new franchise that was being produced on a yearly basis, which is pretty impressive, even though the yearly release schedule for those movies really didn't help in some cases, as evidenced by Saw 5 and Saw 7. But at least it was a franchise that started out strong. The original Saw was a good original horror movie. Paranormal Activity, not a good horror movie. It was fucking boring. And I get it. You know, if I'd seen it in the theater, maybe my opinion would be different. But honestly, it's just not that good of a movie. And the sequel, not much better. And I'm really regretting that I said I would do all three of these movies on the show, because now I have to give up yet another hour and a half of my time to sit through Paranormal Activity 3. So, in the interest of my sanity, I may actually do a special drunk episode where I will do drunken commentary over Paranormal Activity 3, because I'm fairly certain that may be the only way I'll actually survive sitting through that fucking movie without shooting myself and or throwing a brick through my television. So, that's it for Paranormal Activity 3. 1 out of 5 stars. I fucking hated it. If you've seen it and you like it, that's fine. In fact, if you like the Paranormal Activity trilogy, please write to me and tell me why you enjoy it. I'd love to hear about it. So, that is the end of, episode 7 of Devour the Podcast for this week. Next week, I will have a fuller episode for you. I will actually sit down and watch something. I've been obsessed with watching the X-Files past couple weeks, so that's kind of taken up my Netflix time. It's just watching fucking X-Files. And I also got hooked on watching Pawn Stars because my girlfriend was over the other day, and I don't actually watch television usually, but when she's over, she turns it on and actually watches TV. So I got hooked on Pawn Stars, so I was watching that on Netflix. Neither of which was actually getting me through watching an actual movie. And when I finally sat down to watch Paranormal Activity 2, as I'm fairly certain you gathered from my review, I wanted to shoot something. So, next week, something from the Instant Queue will be reviewed. I do not know what just yet. I'm thinking maybe I actually will watch Orca the Killer Whale or 2012 Zombie Apocalypse. I don't know yet. We'll see how I feel about those or what my mood is when I sit down to watch my Instant Queue film. I think I will actually go ahead and just say fuck it and do Paranormal Activity 3 for next week's episode, just so I can be done with the goddamn series, because frankly I don't want to do it anymore. And the more I put it off, the more it looms over my head that I know I have to do it. So next week, something from the Instant Queue, I don't know what yet, hopefully something interesting, and Paranormal Activity 3, because I hate myself, and hopefully you're entertained by my suffering, because I'm ready to start throwing up every time I'm ready to just bury my face in a bag of vomit or something instead of watching the fucking movie. So, thank you so much for listening, as always. Check out the blog, devourtheblog.wordpress.com. You can follow me at ddelamorte on Twitter. I do occasionally do Twitter commentaries. I did a bit of Twitter commentary during Paranormal Activity 2 this past week. So I typically send out a tweet prior to when I start doing commentary. So if you want to check it out, that's the best way to do it. I don't know how many people are actually, on Twitter on a regular basis or would see that I'm doing that. But check out my blogging buddies over at horrorboar.com and the other sites that I mentioned in last week's show notes, or the week before, I believe it was. Yeah, I think it was the week before. Anyway, check them out. Subscribe through iTunes. And leave a review or a star rating, whichever you feel comfortable with, because that will help bump the show up on the iTunes that more people will check it out. So yeah, that's about it for this show. And I'm David, I'm out of here, and I hope you all enjoy the show. To contact Devour the Podcast, you can email us at cenobitedave@gmail.com. That's cenobitedave@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at ddelamorte. That's capital D, DELLAMORTE. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/devourtheblog. You can subscribe on iTunes, search for Devour the Blog, or visit the website devourtheblog.wordpress.com. Our intro song is entitled Gloom Horizon by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at incompetech.com.